In a high-tech world where people have ever-increasing courage to sit behind a screen and dole out opinions without consequence, comes three heroes prepared to fight back through the safety of our microphones and digital airwaves. You've got one star for us? Well, we've got three stars for you. Here comes Three Stars Podcast, ready to dish it out.
In a new oak, charred oak cask.
We'll have to circle back to that.
You don't get to be the whiny one today.
Don't judge my creative process, Samantha.
You don't clip your nails on the train. That's gross.
I thought we were doing work today. What the fuck?
Hey! Welcome to Three Stars Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Samantha. I'm here with my two wonderful bros, Bill and Brad. Say hi, gents.
Hi, gents.
I thought that I was clear in the last episode.
What?
Refer to me as your holiness.
I'm here with Sir William.
Yes.
From Scotland. Or Lord, sorry.
No, it's Sir.
Lord,
it's sir. I trust Sir.
And your holiness, Brad. Gentlemen, say
it's
hi.
It's
good
a double
God.
Threat, this one.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Hey, you know what I think the next title is I'm going to get? Is,
Undisputed Heavyweight Champion of the World.
That would be great. Get a belt. Get a championship belt. But no, I was thinking that I would actually become a notary.
I like how you're writing notes.
I'm writing notes.
Dude, a notary actually like... You never know how bad you need a notary until you need a fucking notary.
That would become super useful.
Super.
Yeah, that's almost like a superpower. Not anybody can do that.
Yeah.
Welcome to Three Stars Podcast, everybody. So glad you could tune in for another episode, wild, crazy episode of ours. We are going to be talking about today at an amazing distillery down in High Texas. When I wrote this episode, I started to say Houston, that's where it's sent to and it's shipped back. I started to say Austin, but it's not actually Austin. You fly into Austin and then you drive, what, an hour and a half? An hour?
Yeah, I think it's a little over an hour.
Something like that.
Down to Fredericksburg.
I don't know where we were, but it actually was really pretty. It was just beautiful green rolling hills with vineyards of wine. Yes, Texas makes
wine. That
was
crazy.
I know. Isn't that weird?
We had no idea that
wine
Texas,
in Texas.
Yes.
And we had no idea that
we
they had like wine country.
We were in wine country of Texas. And they also have this phenomenal distillery. I've already had a couple of sips.
Jeebus.
Of Garrison Brother.
Jeebus.
Whiskey bourbon. Bourbon whiskey. Oh my goodness. This stuff is amazing. So we're going to be talking about Garrison Brothers today. If you happen to like us, that is Three Stars Podcast, go ahead and give, you know, a little review on any podcast platform you listen to. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Make sure to like and share, give hearts, thumbs up, whatever you do on Facebook, Instagram. We do Twitter twat every once in a while, not too often, but if you want to say anything to us on the Twitter twat, you're more than welcome to. Bill is going to get on top of TikTok here pretty soon.
I'm going to break TikTok.
Twitter twat almost sounds like it's like the new OnlyFans.
Yes.
It could be.
Dude,
it
I'd
could be
making...
Three Stars Podcast.
Three Stars Only. Podcast After Dark.
After Dark.
OnlyFans.com.
Make sure to share too. Make sure to share everything that we say because we are that important. I'm just kidding. Because sharing is caring. Before we go ahead and get to the heart, which is in
Sharon
quote
is
unquote.
Caring.
Quote
Figgles
unquote.
Iron.
Yeah, Sharon's caring. Where? Sharon's Karen.
What? She's my good nerd.
Before we get to the heart of this and In my notes, heart is in quotations because there's a reason for that.
I did see that.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
Did you guys see that?
I did the reading.
I will tell. Did you do the reading?
I did the reading.
Did you go to eater.com?
I did not.
Ah, you didn't do the reading.
I glanced at the notes.
I do that reading.
Ah, yes.
Oh, that reading. You meant that reading.
So the heart regarding to distillation, the most flavorful liquid is called the heart. When distilling your spirit. So before we get to the heart of this, we're going to go ahead and start with a drink. And Brad, take it away.
This has been 6 months in the making.
We went in July.
July.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So
June. We went in June because it was when
we
were
trying.
No,
we went in July.
It was the end of June, beginning of July because we were trying to close in the house. Because
I was supposed to move and that's why I didn't go.
Right.
I was like, I can't afford it because I'm trying
exactly
to fucking move.
That's exactly correct. We were missing a star.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well, and
I still haven't moved. Yeah.
So not
live
not
from
only,
the fucking hood.
Not only it's did you miss podcast. Out on like one of the most amazing trips,
yeah.
but you still haven't moved.
2021 was not great.
And you did get new neighbors, so we don't have barking dogs next door now, right?
Just screaming children.
Yeah. Hey, just be grateful it's not a meth lab, all right?
I mean,
that happened. That's real. That's
really?
A joke. That they two apartments down, they like sealed it off. When whatever happened there happens.
Wow.
Yeah, I never seen anything like it. It was like you had to go through like a tunnel to get just to the front door. So
I think that's a
it was
that's
black
our
mold.
Next...
It was a dead body. It was a meth lab.
Oh
it was,
my gosh.
It was something. It was, I don't know.
Crazy. So I think that our next podcast idea, should this one not take off,
is what the fuck is Bill's neighbors up to?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be like live from Bill's or something like that. Well, the meth lab episode will be called Breaking Brad.
Dude, no. Yes. So that's funny. I have this idea of like for like a comic book, and it's just like this, but it's the end of the world, you know? And like, we don't even know if anybody's out there. We're just like trying not
just talking to ourselves.
We don't even know if each other are real. It's like this whole thing.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
I think there's actually like, there are some comic books that do that.
Yeah. Moon Knight, dude, he's like a multiple personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Garrison Brothers.
Garrison Brothers. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, this is like I said, a long time in the making. we had the opportunity to go out to the distillery and take a tour. Shane Miriam was super
amazing.
Generous.
Yeah.
And an excellent Shane. Host. So we brought back several bottles of bourbon.
We did, yes.
And unfortunately, and I even packed them in foam and all this stuff, one of the bottles broke, which was really, really sad.
It was a heartbreak.
That one was mine.
But we had our boot flasks that we were gifted, and then we had a bottle of the Garrison Brothers Small Batch, mm-hmm. and we had a bottle of the Garrison Brothers Single Barrel. Mm-hmm. One of them was supposed to be a gift to our friends who were watching our dogs. Actually, wait. I think we did give them one,
we
but we had
them
gotten
one,
them
but
two.
We got,
or
we'd
something.
Gotten an extra for us. Because
that's what it was.
Because off of the property, the bottles are expensive no matter what you get. The small batch or the Laguna or
yeah, they're
or,
pricey.
They're expensive, you know, close I to mean, hundreds it, of dollars.
It's a premium bourbon.
It is. And you can on the property, you get a discount.
Right.
So,
well, we did because we were industry.
Oh, we were part of the tour.
Because,
that's
well,
right.
we were part of Shane's tour.
Yes.
Right. This was the.
So we.
This
that's
was
why we bought so many.
Yes. This was the bartender hideaway. So I mean, normally.
Which, by the way, all the Howe clan that was supposed to go to.
You missed
way
it.
To be there. Yeah.
You missed
so,
it.
Good job, guys.
So anyway, so we're sipping on both right now, but we were supposed to start with the small batch. But I really wanted us to taste that single barrel right out of the gate because
that's
Samantha and I,
one.
Yeah, because
yes.
we
yeah.
tasted it while we were down there. But again, it's been months and months and months.
Well,
and
we tasted, let's see, they cracked open a barrel and we got to taste that.
Right.
We tasted like the second distilled while they were still in the process of distilling stuff. We tasted
We got to taste a lot,
which was amazing.
We I mean, straight
the white
out of
bourbon.
The still,
right?
We got,
oh,
to,
God,
yeah,
they're
the,
fucking amazing.
We got to
seriously
taste straight out of the barrel when they were doing that one single barrel,
right?
That,
mm-hmm.
that they cracked open. We have a video
I
of that.
I
that
have
we'll
video.
Post
Did
there.
You have video or I do?
Have video.
Okay,
of it.
Yeah, we need to.
I have
post
like a
that.
5 minute video of
we
it.
We need to post. Anyways. You guys, no joke. If you happen to find Garrison Brothers, I highly recommend spending the money on trying it. I really do. It is a phenomenal bourbon, you know, out of Texas. I mean, it's amazing. Just the different notes on your nose and your palate, mind blowing. So
yeah. Let's, all right. So let's,
we
you know, for
clink,
those purposes,
clink?
we'll clink, clink, and we will,
ooh,
whoa,
well,
careful.
That was weird.
And we are drinking out of the
fucking
Garrison Brothers,
out, man.
out of the Garrison Brothers, Glencairn whiskey glasses
yeah.
that we had gotten while we were down there.
Yeah. And we got one for Bill because we love Bill.
Even though he missed out. You get a lot out from drinking out of one of these glasses.
Yes.
You do.
You do. Yeah.
Bill was one that brought this glass to my attention.
Did he?
Yep, he did.
Yeah, it aerates it nicely. I mean, the small batch, it kind of burns the nose hairs a little bit, but then when you get it on the palate, it's not as hot as it is on the nose.
Yeah, and I get the aroma on this. Actually, every time it's different, and this time right now out of this glass, I'm getting a lot of chocolate.
You're getting chocolate?
Yeah.
I'm getting
on the back end for sure, on the back
really?
Of my tongue.
Yeah. See, I get it in the aroma. I get it in the aroma.
I get trees.
The aroma.
I get like aspen trees, birch trees, cottonwood trees. Those of you who grew up around,
well, you should be getting oak trees for sure.
Well, but I mean, that's what I'm getting, like the tree, the greenness, the bark smell after it rains or something.
Petrichor. Yep.
Petrichor.
Petrified.
Tree stars.
No,
tree.
No, petrichor is the smell after it rains. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I get on the nose.
This is really delicious. I love that we have
it. It's like the more we talk about it, the more I enjoy it.
It really is good.
It has a distinctness to it. Like when we drink bourbon, and we should even do a bourbon flight at some point.
I agree.
Of different ones.
We're not ripping shots of whiskey. We're tasting whiskey.
Yeah, Bill.
It's elegant.
I'll remind that. I'll bring that up to you later in life when we do that.
We should do that because to me, there is a flavor within this one, and it could be the corn that they use in their mash, because they now source a Texas corn, and we actually got to see those kernels were huge, enormous.
Yeah,
I mean everything's bigger in Texas, including
like
the fucking corn. So yeah, they did. They look like chiclets. They were
like
huge.
Chiclets.
So yeah. Anyway, that's what we're sipping on right now.
I know. Okay, shall we go ahead and move on to Behind Bars with Bill? Bill, what do you have for us today?
So I'm going completely off book. I'm going off script. Don't pay attention to any of that, because none of that is
going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I won't read
it. We're going to table that for another time. First of all, I want to say I listened to the last episode, and I love what you did with with my whole segment with the
change
Bob
in
Ross.
Music.
I love it so much. We have a crack production team. So what I'm going to talk about, actually, because I was thinking about this last night, and I can do whatever the fuck I want. I got you for 3 whole minutes. You were talking about the fucking Glencairn glass, and I remember it was a big deal. So I'm just going to talk about the Glencairn glass and like how and why it is a big deal. And it actually, like, that train of thought has led me at least like 7 tabs deep at this point. So, you know, I'm fully engaged. Only one or two of them are pornographic and Cartoon Network.
Is that Glencairn? Is that your whiskey dick name?
Yes. Wow.
What was that again? Glencairn?
Yeah.
Glencairn.
Okay. But this led me down the rabbit hole a little bit. And then, like, I remember there's something called an angel share, because there's not just the Glencairn glass, but there's an angel's glass as well, angel share glass, which is a little less belled. But the angel share is the amount of alcohol, such as cognac, brandy, or whiskey, that is lost to evaporation when the liquid is being aged in a porous oak barrels. Up to 1% of the volume of the cask can be lost each year through evaporation. And so that's, like, you hear that term, like the angel share or angel's envy is a fucking whiskey. But
right, because that's what the angel's envy is, what's left
right,
in the
that's
barrel.
Right,
right?
Yeah. That's right.
But we're talking about Garrison Brothers. Go ahead.
We are. I just little something for you. But the story behind the Glencairn glass is they were trying to create a glass that was like bring the flavors forward in the whiskey, because whiskey is like, as far as spirits go, more, you know, involved than, like, I don't want to say more involved than gin, but it takes longer, like, to age and to acquire certain flavors. So in the beginning, it's just like I said. Somebody in the long, illustrious history, I'm just on the fucking Glencairn website right now, where they had never been a single definitive glass that whiskey would call its own. Brandy, champagne, wine, and beer all had their own distinct glasses. Yet the innovation, so Raymond Davidson, the founder of Glencairn Crystal, took it upon himself to address this issue, designing a glass specifically for the whiskey drinker. He envisioned a glass similar to a traditional sherry nosing glass, which I think that's like those, like that you guys have It's a jigger, but it looks like a goblet that you got from...
Oh, yeah, from Tom Dyer.
Yeah, from Tom Dyer, yes.
Tom Dyer.
Oh,
okay, so the, like, Holy Grail.
Yeah, so
the Grail.
That's what I'm thinking about when they're talking about similar to it, like a sherry. Like that. Is that like what a sherry glass is? Is like the tiny fucking wine glass that's belled like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sherry glasses are really small. They have a couple different versions of them, but they have ones that are like this, right? That look
right,
a
that
lot like
belled.
The Glencairn glass, but then... There's the other one that is like Tom Dyer's chalice jigger that is, it almost looks like an egg cup.
Right. Right. So the innovator of the glass actually worked with master whiskey distillers to help in the design. And they decided 35 milliliter pour was the best. Like, it optimized the amount of liquid to contact with the air and allow the aromas to develop. So it's like a solo cup. It's scientifically, you know, proven.
Right.
To, you know that, right? That, yeah. Like, all the lines on the solo cup are actually like an ounce and like
No, I actually had no idea.
And then a 6 ounce, yeah. Yeah. I'm chock full of these little stupid, useless tidbits.
You know, the funny thing is the only thing that I really remember about certain glassware being specifically designed was the one that Boston Beer came up with for Sam Adams.
Oh, yeah.
And it had the engravings in the bottom. Well, it had engravings in the bottom of the glass.
Oh, so that's the thing,
so
too.
That
I just
every
learned.
Time you would drink and then it would settle back in, those it would mix with those engravings and would cause it to effervesce.
Yeah, I literally just learned that. Like, if it's etched in the glass, it creates like an effervescence. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's fucking wild, right? Science, dude. I thought I sucked at science.
Science!
You do.
And it turns out I'm like a natural
warlock.
You're
fucking amazing at it.
So the tapering mouth allowed for the ease of drinking that was not associated with a copita. I don't know what the fuck that means. So we're going to circle back to that. Solid base is designed easily cradled in the hand. It is also robust enough for the discerning whiskey drinker. Raymond, that's the creator, right? Like, wanted to ensure that the
Raymond
aesthetic of the glass was an attractive fit for the superb spirits it would carry. You didn't even know there was such a thing as a whiskey glass. Can I get a glass? Can I get a glass, please?
Yeah.
Can you be more specific?
Whiskey glass.
Copita, feminine noun, colloquial, card games.
What?
Argentina.
Yeah, I don't
Ace
know.
Ace of Cups. I'm probably not looking
That's
up
why.
The right
no.
Copita.
No, Ace of Cups.
Oh.
That's why.
Oh, there you go.
Because it looks like an ace.
Oh. Yeah.
The Glencairn glass.
See,
can
together
be found.
We'll get through this.
I know.
Yeah.
It takes all three of us.
I went completely off the fucking rails. But you can find it in whiskey bars, like any serious whiskey bars, distilleries, for sure. That's how I found out about this, was working in a distillery. And it's one of those little, you know, fucking super niche bar facts that you can lord all over everyone.
Right.
And like make yourself fucking feel really good about yourself. I didn't know there was such a thing as like a angel share glass, though.
Uh-uh. No, that's interesting.
These are all these fucking weird glasses that you see like gathering dust behind bars because nobody knows what the
nobody
fuck
knows
right.
what they are. Yeah,
the people working there. Even.
Yeah. See, now you know.
Master glass blowers.
The more you know.
You know the angel share. We actually talked about that. Well, Shane talked about that when we had gone to the distillery because we got to go to the rack houses. And
right, so we could talk about, you just remind me, I used to go to Rack House, like the Stranahan's Distillery, and play fucking cards in there.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and it was called Rack House. I didn't know that that was like a thing, like that whiskey bars are called rack houses. Like, are they tasting rooms at whiskey distilleries?
Well, you know that there's a place downtown, it's now called Bierstadt, but it used to be called the Rack House.
Right,
but
right.
But it's actually for beer.
Really?
Yeah, they're a brewery.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think a rack house a rack house is like, you know, you got racks of beer, you know, you've got racks of wine, you got racks of whiskey.
It could be a pool hall.
Racks of boobies.
That's
racks of boobies.
Rack house. Yes.
Yeah. Racketeering.
Oh.
Tennis rackets.
Badminton rackets.
Rack stars.
Oh, my God. Here we go. That's our new podcast. We just talk about shit and go off on we go off on tangents.
Okay, I actually think the rack pack's really fucking funny. That, like, because that could mean any number of things.
Takes three of us. Takes three of us.
Ladies. Yep.
Alrighty, Bill. Well, that's quite knowledgeable. Because no joke, you're absolutely right. A lot of these glasses sit on the back shelf and they just collect dust. And I've even looked at glasses and I've been like, what are you fucking use this for? What is this for? What is this for?
I just think it was just OCD, you know? I'm like, why the fuck is this not clean? Like, what? You just have this corner of the bar that's all gross.
Hiding
like,
over
what
here.
What the fuck is all this, you know? Like,
but it's really neat that there is a science to the glassware. It's not just for pretty shapes and somebody was like, oh, I'm just going to blow the glass this way. Oh, look at this.
Right.
That there was a point to there's it. There's a reason.
Method.
Yeah. And I think it's great. You know, it's the same with wine glasses. A lot of people don't understand the whole point of a large wine glass. What do you, Beaujolais. Thank you.
Or like, that's like the Pinot Noir glass, right?
That's the red.
The big old fat fucking bowl.
Because you want your oxygen to aerate in through your wine.
Science.
I know. Whereas your white wine glasses aren't as why they don't have a lot of girth to it. Thank you, Bill. Good.
My ham candle's got its own girth certificate. I'm sorry, I couldn't stop it.
Beer glasses are the same, right?
Exactly. There's a
huge. Stella glasses. You know what? If you go to Four Noses is known for
all their different glassware.
All their different glassware for all their different types of
beer. See, and it just blows my mind that number one, people thought of how to make whiskey, beer, wine, you know, mead, all these spirits out
fucking
there.
Fucking mead.
But then, not only that, they think of the glassware that goes with each and every type of spirit or beer. Right. You know, I mean, it's just, it really is mind blowing that this is a craft.
People have been drinking since like ever, right? Like,
since the dawn of time and a galaxy far, far away.
There's a lot of thought has gone into it. Well, how to get fucked up.
If you think about our experiences of eating or drinking, our memories of just about anything are often associated with, you know, the environment that we're in. And smell, a lot of times you're like, oh, I had this type of thing, this whiskey or this beer or whatever it was. And it was amazing. It was so good. And then you have it again, like a year later, 2 years later, and you're like, oh man, it was so good the last time I had it. Oh, it tastes a little different this time. Right. One of the most important things that connects your memory is your sense of taste and smell. Right. All of those things.
Smell, no. This is a ripping gag. Can we have one episode?
No, but
I'm trying to quit. Okay.
So think about it, right? Like, you have Garrison Brothers in one place, right? We had an amazing experience in Texas when we got to go visit the distillery and we had it there and it tasted a certain way to us there. When you leave there and you're surrounded by a different environment, your sense of smell, and you know, just your surroundings in general, it's then going to taste a little different that next time that you have it.
It's a different experience every time.
But when you think about like the glassware, if it's very specific, is meant to provide that extra aroma, those notes, those flavors. That's going to be another thing that adds to it. It's like, oh, the last time I had this beer was in a pint glass, but now I'm having it in a goblet and there's something
fucking pimp cop.
There's something different, or I'm having it
a pimp cop.
Yeah, or like I'm having it in like a Weiss cup or something like that. Like it's
oh, you just reminded me. I don't know if I want to do it in the middle of the episode. I'll do it later. I have glassware for you. I have glassware for you though, and it's actually kind of like appropriate. Oh, nice.
But I mean, all of those things create
the ambience and
the memory. And a unique experience each time. And something, if you have someone who's actually working on a glass to make it more of an engaging experience, then it's going to be more memorable and it's going to be more consistent each time you have it.
It's been customized since before you even involved, you know, like the glassware, it's like you're assuming the sale. It's like some
cool beans. Shall we go ahead and get into the main course?
Yes, was that still my segment?
Thank you a while ago. Thanks, Bill. Yay!
Yeah, no, it's the segment after the segment. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we always have the segment after the segment.
We always have to talk about what Bill has talked about.
Right.
All right. Who wants to read the first review?
I'll go ahead and read the first review.
Get it.
Don't stop. Get it.
Till you chat it, hit it. Watch me as I
So this is Aunt Garrison Brothers.
I love how I wrote this all
is,
this shit.
This
that
is from their
use.
Distillery. So we should mention really quickly that you can actually go and do a distillery tour. They do have like a bar area, a tasting room. They do have their mash house that you can go and see how the mash
got their rack houses.
Is getting ready. They
get all the boobies.
Yes, you can go see the
barrels.
There's a rack
barrels.
House
barrels.
And a mash house?
Barrels.
And they have a gigantic bull.
And FYI, just to let you all know, whether you're local or not and you happen to go visit, if you're not a local, you are allowed to go and help dip bottles.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they,
bottle
they,
dip,
do,
hey.
They do wax tipped bottles. So and we got
so
to do that.
So if you happen to head down there.
Dipped in what?
And, wax.
In wax.
Beeswax?
Yes.
Wax.
If you happen to head down there and you want to be a part of it, they'll give you, for helping out for dipping, I think they give you some sort of swag or something.
Yeah, they give you, I think everybody gets a boot flask.
Yeah.
For going and
but
helping
yeah, if
for
you
a day.
If you so happen
like
to head,
boot? What's the difference between a boot flask and a hip flask?
It will fit in your boot.
Boots, boot flasks are the skinny ones, the skinny long ones.
Well, their version,
about, like this big,
you can actually see
thinner,
on their
yeah.
website. There's a mm-hmm. there's a picture of their boot flask, yeah. And it's a 0.375 milliliter bottle.
It's a good amount.
It is
a fair amount. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a fun experience.
Larger than a flask, I'll tell you that.
It's a fun experience just to go down and do a day of dipping. I think
a day of dipping and touring.
Tuesdays, I think that they
yeah, so it's a little skinnier.
Yeah, I think Tuesdays they set aside for their locals.
Yeah.
Versus your hip.
Yes.
We got like two conversations going on here.
So I think Tuesdays they set aside for locals so that they can make sure that they're part of it. But yeah, so these reviews that we're doing are all for people who were not necessarily going to do the tour. Some of them maybe, but you can go and just visit the gift shop and all these things.
Right.
So this is
right.
This is some douchebag named Zach K. who left a 1-star review over 3 years ago. Literally one of the worst experiences of my life. I paid for 4 people, including 1 pregnant woman, and still they insisted that we follow behind the tour in our own vehicle. Please don't waste your time. The whiskey is mediocre and the facilities are unaccommodating.
I call malarkey.
I call malarkey
bullshit.
Too. Malort. All the Malort. Way. Malort. So, no joke. When we toured.
Funny thing about Malort is that Shane is actually, he is co-hosting a Garrison Brothers and Malort cocktail competition.
Really?
Yes.
We should enter.
We should enter.
So
we have both things.
We didn't drive our own vehicles. I didn't see any vehicles
the
3 days that we were there. Yeah.
We did drive. From when we were leaving, when we hit
we went down. Yes, yeah. But I mean,
it's a huge piece of property.
It is a huge, but I didn't see any cars driving around from rack house to distillation house.
Smash house,
stuff.
Smash house, Dakota house.
But I didn't see any vehicles, so I don't know what you're talking about, dude. And the whiskey is mediocre. Did you not just hear us describe the bourbon?
I'm going to take a bath.
FYI,
it's
a bourbon.
Yeah, you fucking peasant.
You know your product.
He has
disgusting.
You know, obviously this guy's been out of shape for whatever
his wife's
his
pregnant.
Reasons. But that like that to me is mind blowing. It's like their facilities are unaccommodating. Guys, this is
to what?
This is like a ranch property.
Yeah.
Right. This is not
it's huge.
This is not some that's tiny little like building that you walk into and the whole little tour is just wrapped up in one spot.
No.
I mean, this is a big piece of property. You do have to drive from like where they're distilling over to where the
sales
where
shop
the,
is.
Yeah, where the gift shop
the,
is. Right. And
to get a drink.
Other than drive my own vehicle.
I mean, other than that, you can.
I've been drinking, dude.
Other than that, like the rest of it is within walking distance. Right. But you do have to drive in and then you do have to do that one little drive from one part to one part.
Yeah.
But
other than that, you can walk from.
I don't remember seeing like some sort of bus that carted
that's what
everyone
I said.
Around. I know.
Yeah,
I'm agreeing with you.
It's a missed opportunity,
Zach. You're
it's
just
Zach.
Silly.
Zach.
You're silly.
It's
Zach. Bill, you want to get Travis?
1-star, Travis B.
A month ago.
1 month ago, visited on 2/19/22 at 1 p.m.
Precise.
Standard deviation. The guy at the main entrance was extremely rude and condescending when giving instructions about ordering. The venue is nice, but customer service was bad. Their whiskey is okay and hard to tell apart from other batches. Sad, I was really wanting to like it.
Okay, again, Travis, I don't know what you were
Travoss.
On. Yeah, Travoss. I don't know what you were on. But we, just by smelling, we can tell the difference between the small batch and the single barrel. I really don't know what you were on.
And visually, looking at the two, one is
darker,
much darker
than the other.
I feel like there's
and you know those flavors are different.
There's this group of people that go to distilleries and then get mad that they don't have Coors Light. You know what I mean? Like
right. I deal with that
I've
at the
dealt
brewery
with it, like,
where
yeah,
I work
yeah, yeah, yeah.
all the time.
Well, like a distillery, I think is even more so. Like I know I've mentioned this before, but when I worked at Archetype. You know, I'd be like, it's a vodka gin distillery. Okay, can I get a Whiskey Rocks? It's a vodka and a gin distillery, bro. Like, all I have is vodka and gin. You know, like some people just don't get it. Again, yep. Some people get really pissy about it. You know, you don't have Coors Light back there. It's a tasting room. Just like this is a ranch.
The part that concerned
this
me.
This is just extra business.
Yeah, the part that concerned me about this review was when they said the guy at the main entrance was extremely rude and condescending. I don't know who the guy at the main entrance was, right? We didn't meet this guy because we actually went. We went through a different entrance from their main entrance.
I've been envisioning like a Mad Max scenario, like some fat clown just like spewing fire.
But the part that I really don't get is the rude and condescending, because when we were there,
they were so loving
my goodness,
and warm.
Everyone that we met Texas. Was nice.
It is.
They take hospitality serious in Texas.
They do, unless they come here.
Well, oh.
So when we first got there, there was a little bit of like just milling about while we were waiting for things to get started and whatnot. Yep. And Samantha and I kind of like poked our heads around into where they were distilling, right? Separate. It's right next to the bottling.
We got a whole separate tour.
Yeah. We ended
up. You got the real tour.
We got to go and we met Russell, who's like a 7 foot gentle
giant. He's a fucking giant. Oh my God. He's so sweet.
And he was the nicest. I mean, no
joke.
So
sweet.
By far the nicest person I've ever met in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's saying a lot.
I
show you negative. Like, I spent time in Texas and it changed my approach.
He was like,
the service industry.
He was like, here, taste the distillate coming right. Out of the, he's like, yeah, just, you know, dip your finger in that. I'm like, what, really?
So
he's like, oh yeah, whatever you got on you is gonna die. Like, it's
right, pure
because
alcohol.
It's pure alcohol.
The distillate, yeah, that's a whole different conversation.
And it was
fucking good.
It was delicious.
It was sweet. You could taste like that sweet corn
because they haven't cooked
flavor.
It off yet, right? Like, they haven't evaporated all
God,
that fucking
so
extra
good.
Shit.
It's
and Russell was just amazing with his knowledge and just the kindness that he bestowed upon us, and extremely informative. And that was his like his retirement job. That is his retirement. He retired.
That's what
and
I
want to
do. I want to open a bar. That's how I'm going to retire. Like, I'm not ever going to stop bartending. Like, I'm just slowly
and he was
fade
telling
away.
Us. He was telling us the story about all the stills and like how, you know, they started with this one and then they went over to this other one that was larger, and they had to bust a hole in the roof in order to make it fit.
Yeah, because you can't take it apart.
Some of those stills
are as old as the fucking country, dude.
And
like they're literally national fucking monuments.
Like
they're
all
landmarks.
The stuff that he was telling us. I mean, and then everybody else in the bottling process, like everyone
so
was
nice.
Just so nice.
Helpful.
Because they're doing, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. Am I right?
Yeah.
And to circle back, like that's kind of what
I really
I'm,
do. There's truth in that.
That's what I get. That's what I'm getting at is like, and I, that was definitely like, even when I worked like hashtag archetype, like a shout out. But like the tasting room and the banquet hall, as nice as it was like an afterthought. They're like, that's not why we're doing it. Like, we'll make money off of it if we can, because we got the space, we might as well. But we're doing this to distill fucking, like, that's where we're making our money is distribution. Like, this is just, they're getting skewered online for being hot, like opening up their homes. I'm like, you want to see how we do this? Like this.
Right.
It's just kind of fucking, I don't know. I'm in a weird space, weird headspace.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. Okay, like, so it's fine. Like, you're paying for a tour, you're coming in to do this tour and whatnot, and you had a bad experience. But I can't imagine that there was no way that they couldn't have done that Travis and his group or whatever couldn't have done something to have helped turn things around
a little bit. It's called effort, man.
Yeah. Travis, you're full of duty, caca.
Duty, caca.
I just had to go on Yelp and bitch about it.
Right, like what? Like,
yeah.
Last but not least, 1 star from Yelp 7 months ago, Rob S.
You suck.
They stopped serving at 5 p.m., even though close at 6 p.m. They don't take reservations, so we planned on stopping here last, but they stopped serving at 5 p.m. and distilled in Houston and sent back. Rob, what the fuck are you saying?
What? Yeah.
I think he went to the wrong place.
I thought we read this already. I am fucking displaced.
Distilled in Houston? You're full of malarkey, dude. You're full of malort. They don't distill in Houston. If you actually, like, had you been able to get onto the property, you would have seen that they distill right there in High.
Yeah, they're literally, the stills are there. It's active. It's working.
The
thing's
one of the
running
big barns,
like 24
right
hours
there.
A day.
Yep.
We just talked about getting to dip our fingers in it.
You're full of duty caca, dude.
We watched the whole process.
Distilling is fucking crazy, dude. And there's a lot of, like, you know how I like my bar lore, but there's a lot of like crazy shit that comes along with distilling.
There's a lot
like
of crazy shit.
There used to be like you had two keys and like the federal agent had the other key. and you could only unlock it like at this port spout,
like nuclear codes.
Yeah. Like, and they still to this day, like they still have like these key locks.
I was gonna say, didn't fucking Russell say something?
Yeah, and then like you would test the quality of it, and you could only do it when the federal agent was there and shit. Like it was fucking like
that's crazy.
You know, it's like bootlegging is where fucking NASCAR comes from. There's so much like we. I gotta shut up.
Another podcast.
That's a real NASCAR
supplemental episode.
I'm gonna 86 all three of you. You guys suck.
Fuck you.
You really do. You all
it.
Suck.
Nice work.
Joke. I mean, just the
there's
fact
that, there's not enough of that these days.
Just the fact that Zach, you have a pregnant woman with you, and you're going to a distillery. Wow.
Then you're
gonna
bitch about it. Like,
yeah. So much fun for her.
Why didn't they have any non-alcoholic bourbon?
Way to think of her, Zach. You know,
thank you.
Fucking
thank you. Like,
Travis.
Just cut through the fucking red tapes. Like, to get them.
You can't tell apart their whiskey. Well, you have a shitty palate. Stick to your fucking, I want
to
say
wheelhouse.
Bill's favorite
your own rack
beer,
house.
But yeah, I'm going
to. Whoa.
We'll go with Schlitz.
Do not drag.
Stick to Schlitz, all right?
He did nothing to you.
And Rob, if you didn't even make it in and onto the property of the distillery.
You just drove by and
you
yelped.
You have no reason to say it was distilled in Houston and sent back to high. Go F yourself, dude. All three of you, 86. You're done.
Well, I love it.
You know the thing about him complaining about the time, Rob? Was complaining about the time, like they stopped serving at 5.
It's a distillery. There's
six.
Laws about that shit.
Well, it's also like, hey, we close at 6. We want everyone off property because,
for legality issues.
Well, not even legality issues.
We
like,
want
to
drink.
We close, and we don't want to spend the time after 6 trying to get everybody
That's
off.
True.
It's just like doing last call at a bar. You know, we do last call 30 to 45 minutes before we close because...
And there's such a thing as bar time.
Then we need
because
to get you out of here.
Yeah.
Right? And
because the laws are the laws. Like, I don't care what the clock on the wall says.
Right.
Like, The popo can drive by here at fucking 2:15 and fuck up all our lives.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if by law they have to stop.
We would have to do
whatever.
Some research. We should write that. This is an episode idea right there.
But they definitely have to get people off of their property. It's a big piece of property.
Right.
Everyone has to drive.
They've been tasting whiskey for who knows how long.
Oh, that was. One
I know
of
it's Texas, but
things. Jeebus. I'll bring it up in happy hour.
Anyways.
We haven't done happy hour yet.
No, I know.
Reload.
We're going to take a little break. We'll be back in a few minutes with some happy hour with the Garrison Brothers.
We work in bars that get 3 stars. I'm not your minion. Fuck your opinion. Fuck your 3 stars.
Oh my gosh. Would you look at how light it is outside?
I know.
Guess what time it is?
Springtime in the Rockies.
Damn right.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Wait, what?
It's a Three Stars Podcast Happy Hour.
It's a Three Stars Podcast Happy Hour.
It's a Three Stars Podcast
Happy Hour. Let's get our Garrison on.
Tasting is not the same as drinking, taking shots. I
no,
fucking knew it.
No,
I
that's fucking like.
I know, that's Georgia.
Arkansas, Georgia,
that's
Louisiana.
Georgia.
Come on.
Yeah. No, like I'm no one. Pretty like, sure I'm pretty sure that movie actually took place in Georgia, right?
I don't, it was on
they're
the
in,
river, wasn't right, it?
They're
whatever,
in the
whatever.
Appalachians.
Come on.
I just know
yuck.
When you hear banjos, it's,
no,
it's usually a pet.
Happy hour, Brad. What are we drinking today?
We're drinking Garrison Bros.
Huzzah!
So, like I said, we started off with the small batch, and now we're drinking the single barrel. And by now, I mean both of them together simultaneously.
I know, they're so
yeah,
good.
I actually created this new cocktail between the small batch and the single
between
barrel.
Between the sheets?
It's called Between the Sheets.
This one is right out of the gate.
Man, chocolate?
I want to say heavy cherry, dark.
Justin, yes. And, but dark. Like Justin appearance, it is much darker.
Yeah,
you
it's
can
beautiful.
Tell that there are some flavors that you're going to get out of this one that you're not getting out of the small batch.
The small batch. It's almost like right. mahogany wood.
Right.
Right. It's got a fattiness to it.
Misogyny.
It's got that
no
amber misogyny.
Am I saying it right? Am I using it right? Can you use it in a sentence, please?
It's got this fattiness. It's got that
fat. That's a good word. Like almost like bacon, flavor. Right? It makes you think like
it's got a smoothness.
It's comfort whiskey.
Samantha, what was the that you had said that it was?
It's rich.
I think like you had said like silky or something. When we first tasted it,
podiatrist
before we started recording.
Pediatric.
No, but you're just getting. There's a smoothness to it that is not the same as the small batch.
No, it's heavy. It's rich.
Yeah, I think heavy is like complex.
Yeah, you know, layered. It's like an onion.
Layered.
So I think
fucking
donkey. I know Samantha asked this, and Bill, you might have asked this too, but you said
where do babies come from?
Yes, and that was a much longer lesson. But
it only takes 10 seconds.
You had asked, are we doing a cocktail or are we just drinking this?
That is a perfect segue. I'll let you finish.
And I kept thinking about it. I was like, do I want to make a cocktail of this? And one of the things that came to mind, and it comes to mind all the time, is Shane had said when we were on the tour, when we were in
the pineapple the monster Airbnb, I have in my fridge. She's falling asleep over here. Sorry.
No,
I'm like fucking engaged, bro. No, I'm loving this.
I was just thinking of the innuendo there. Do you want the pineapple monster that's in my fridge?
Okay, focus. Okay. You be quiet. You focus.
So Wake up.
I just keep going back to one of the things that Shane said, which was when he was asked what his favorite way to drink Garrison Brothers was, and he said in a glass. Yeah, right.
He's right.
And it's neat in a glass, just drinking it by itself as it is. Not putting ice in it, which, you know, you add a little ice, you add a little water, you're gonna change a lot of things about it
That's why I chill the bottle. Everything's crazy, but I'm like, it gets it cold, but it's not taking away from anything. Right.
I know. Yeah. I know you like to put everything in. Yes.
I like to consolidate steps.
It does and it doesn't. Right. I mean, you're going to.
Obviously, it matters or I wouldn't do it.
Well, no, but I mean, you're going to get a cold. You're going to shrink the molecules and you're going to get less aroma out of
it.
Really?
Yeah.
Science, dude. You just said it.
You're just like, oh, I was never really good at science. I'm pretty sure I
thought if I just said science, it was like smoke bomb.
Because what happens
out of the conversation and sound like I know what I'm talking about.
When you freeze things,
it slows the molecules down.
Right.
So
right.
Something stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
And I said shrink the molecules. I didn't mean shrink the molecules.
It slows them down. I knew what you meant.
Yeah, it condenses.
Because I'm a fucking genius.
It condenses everything. And so in this situation, this is the first time that Bill's having Garrison Brothers, but I wanted for us,
which was we didn't do that on purpose, but I like how that worked out.
This
is the first time I was drinking Garrison Brothers.
Well, we intentionally did not just bring it to you
because then I would be like, is that whiskey?
Because then we would have exactly.
You got a fucking nozzle on that thing.
That's why it's been hidden in our house.
Put that in a fucking squirt gun
when you've come over. No, so like I love this brand. I love the flavors. I love the experience that we had. And a lot of people who go and do a whiskey tour will talk about you've got to go to this distillery or that distillery. Right. Because
they're not all the same. It's the experience is different.
The experience is different. And every place has a story or a bunch of stories. I mean, Shane, his official title is a bourbon provocateur.
Right. So, that's a whole different conversation.
And he is so good at just going out there and talking to people. I mean, he's a bartender, right?
You connect.
So
that's the hardest
so
part.
So good at going out there and provoking people to drink bourbon. And it is.
What is that, vodka? It was fucking pussy. He just like knocks it off.
And it was a lot of fun to go on the tour and to try all of these things. And the one thing that I said I was going to say for happy hour is every 30 minutes, they gave us like they gave us a little shot
of water
and
a shot of whiskey.
Oh, a shot of whiskey.
Bourbon.
Oh, good.
Bourbon, yeah.
Good. They just keep you well lubricated. That's all that is. So, it's like a high performance machine.
And they have one of the people that works there whose name is Samantha just showed me a picture of him too. Right, the Rev. He would do a toast every single time. Was every 30 minutes or was it every hour? I think it was every hour. Might have been every 30 minutes.
I mean, like if it's a half shot.
It wasn't a full shot.
Yeah, so if it's a half shot, it's every 30 minutes, keep you well lubricated, man. Yeah. That's science. That's fucking biology, bro.
It was great. I mean, you know, we're
because you were drunk the whole
time. We're dipping the bottles, or you're creating the little pigtails that go around the wax bottles.
Right.
Or, you know,
it's an experience.
And then the Rev comes up and he does a masterful, like master of ceremony style story toast every single time.
I love that.
And I mean, it was just so much fun. It was just such a great experience to be part of the process. So
I want to say, and this is like to that segue, I was thinking about it. I was like, I'd be talking shit about Brad's fucking happy hour. I'd be sending him all these complex ass cocktails. I'm like, we should do this. And then you're just like, or we could just shoot bourbon. And I'm like,
touché, we could
Brad.
Do that.
Touché, Brad. Touché. Well played, sir. Yeah. Well played. I'm loving this. This really came together. The whiskey really tied the room together.
Okay. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. Check, please. What did we learn today?
Can I go first?
Yep.
So, it is not generally against the law to bring alcohol into the state. However, across state lines, this happened like an hour ago. And I've been sitting on it. I've been slow rolling, you fuckers. Idiots. However, there are a few exceptions. In California, you can bring alcohol into the state as long as it is for personal use. Generally speaking, this means you can bring in around 60 liters. Up to 60 liters is considered personal use of alcohol in the United States.
Across state lines?
Dude, 60 liters is personal use. Wow. Because you were like, you brought these bottles from Texas,
so that's
right?
Five cases?
That's personal use.
Wow.
I just don't want to have to come back to this state for a while.
That's a party right there.
I'm here on business.
Wow.
Right.
Brad, what'd you learn?
What did I learn? You know, the Glencairn glass, I think. Just the glassware in general.
I get the double dip.
You had... Well, you had talked about it before, right? In previous episodes.
Yeah, and you guys hate it when I go off script, but I did it today and it worked.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, love it.
So, just, I guess, in my head, you know, it's that whole idea of different glassware really making or, you know, enhancing...
Science.
Yeah, well, in enhancing how you enjoy your drink,
right.
Whatever it is.
If you look at it, it makes sense. I mean, like it's...
Yeah. I mean, look, just from the most basic thing, right? Some people, they, I want my drink in that kind of glass.
Right. Even if it doesn't make sense.
Because that martini glass. Or, you know, serve this in a coupe or in a Nick and Nora or something along those lines. Like all of those things really enhance your experience, whether it be through the flavor or just how you feel about what it is you're drinking. And, you know, the presentation of a cocktail or your straight bourbon. And
you drink with your eyes. You sit it with your eyes.
I'm really glad that we actually got these glasses while we were down at Harrison Brothers.
This is one of the most thoughtful gifts I've ever gotten. I realize sometimes when I'm being very genuine, it sounds like I'm being sarcastic. But in this particular case.
Yeah, wait until your birthday.
Why would you bring that up?
I learned that the high rye, spelled H-Y-E, actually has the name of where the whiskey, the bourbon is distilled. And it's
in High, Texas?
Yeah. It took me all of right now to figure that out. Uh-huh. I also learned that Brad was doing some research earlier about their honeydew and how they can still be called a bourbon. With honey infused flavor into it.
They created fucking honey cubes.
Yeah, and the fact that it's
innovation, dude.
Yeah, they took these older casks and soaked them in the honey that is known to High Texas, Burleson's Wildfire Honey, actually.
It's locally sourced honey.
Mm-hmm. And then put bourbon back
you
in there.
You would fucking know that.
Put the bourbon back in there. I mean, that's just pretty darn cool.
It's kind of a nice little loophole
to the whole situation. So that's what I learned today. So yeah, pretty good episode, I think.
I think so.
I like it. The this bourbon is amazing. Honestly, again, I'm going
to
say
I don't know. I might have to do another flight.
You might have to do a flight. I am going to say it again. If you happen to see Garrison Brothers at any restaurant or liquor store you go to, please make sure to support them, even if they are not local to you. They are phenomenal. And once again, thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate every single one of you. Please come on back. Make sure to share, subscribe, like, heart, all those fun things.
Write a review, you fucking cowards.
Write a review on all those lovely social podcasts. Not social podcasts, but all those social platforms. Have a great day, morning, afternoon, whenever you listen to this, and we'll see you next time. Come on back, you hear?
Look at all the shit that I didn't fucking talk about. You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
You got ordained as a minister. I got my cougar hunting license.